time difference between here in Scotland, John? You know,
I'm not sure.
6 hours, something like that.
I think 6 hours.
So about 1 o'clock their time.
Yeah,
I wonder if Zach Orr is drunker than a barrel full of monkeys right now.
I'm not a betting man, but the odds are probably pretty good on that one.
I think the guy should call in from Scotland, man. You know, tell us how it is across the pond, see how that works.
I'm sure we could get Ben to cover the international minutes.
Yes.
Just run it off. Yeah.
Let me tell you about our friends at Northland Cable. They sponsor our Northland Cable communication phone lines. GetNorthland.com is the website you need to go to. If you're in a business right now, you know, you're always looking for ways to save money in a business, but you don't want to cut back on the quality. Just talk to them about what they do for businesses. We have it here. All of our phone calls come in, all of our internet comes in, and our television comes in. We've got a great package with the men and women there. We're proud of it. They're proud of it. We should be. Shoot us if you know, you always got to have the highest. Man, it'd be like panic. At my house, we bring over students sometimes, or we've always a couple of groups, whatever, bring over some family members that are, or like even my teenage nieces or whatever. It's like, first thing to do right when I walk in, what's the Wi-Fi code? What's your Wi-Fi code? It's like, what? It's like, oh my God, do you have a charger? Like, nothing is more important than your phone if you're in college.
Apparently so.
GPA, health, nah, it doesn't matter.
It's overrated.
Student loans, doesn't matter. What's the Wi-Fi code? Oh my God, I don't know the Wi-Fi code. Like, oh. get to a car with a teenager now. Can you pass the charger back? Can you get the charges for me? It's like the single most important thing to ever happen to anybody ever is your phone. I got to put it up on Instagram. I got to send some Snapchats. No matter what, I got to put this up there for everybody. Jeez. Honest to goodness, we know someone.
Yeah.
Now, again, how old are you now?
30.
All right, so you're not quite a millennial. You're an old guy now.
I'm an old guy.
We know someone. My wife and I know someone that will take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, like take a picture at noon somewhere. And mm-hmm. It's a really cool picture.
Right.
And first of all, it's got to be Insta-worthy.
Oh, absolutely.
For the old folks out there don't know what I'm talking about, Instagram is basically a picture-based social media site. It's all about just pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But a great picture, filters, no filters, whatever, it's got to be Insta-worthy. But here's what gets me. This person won't put it up at noon.
Mm-hmm.
They wait until peak Insta moments, which is like between 5 and 7 o'clock, that's when you get the most likes.
I don't get it.
Nothing makes me feel more old to know that. Well, I don't do Instagram anymore. I don't understand Instagram, like the picture stuff. I like Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I love getting information, politics and sports. And I get a lot of information. I get that. Nothing drives me more crazy than like, oh my God, I got how many likes I got. What's the Wi-Fi password? Oh, man. You would think, we went on vacation, right?
Right.
2 weeks ago. And there was 6 teenage kids staying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all the families, but 6 teenage kids. They don't get 3 steps in the house. What's the Wi-Fi passcode?
Ugh.
Hey, great news. We've rescued the Thai kids from the cave. What's the Wi-Fi password? Oh, my word, man. Anyway, Northland Communication. Get in touch with those good folks. I'll tell you that to tell you this. 654 Roar. That's our Northland Communication phone lines. Let's get Nick currently in Livonia says, you're making the Chick-fil-A a first 100 camp out 100 times better. We have a new Chick-fil-A in Livonia.
There you go.
I know that.
Congratulations to those people getting a Chick-fil-A.
I think they get Chick-fil-A for a year if you're in the first 100 to camp out for these things. I've seen this before.
Wait, that's, cool. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nick, I hope you have a good time down there. Carolina Mountaineer writes in on our health care text line 986-1566. Kelly Bryant reminds me of Pat White. Efficient but not dominant. Pat White was dominant but in another way. Pat White was an unbelievable runner and did a great job of running Rich Rodriguez's West Virginia offense. I'll be clear about this. Like, you don't have to be a great passer to be a great quarterback.
No.
You don't have to be a great passing offense to be a great offense. There's more than one way to do it. There are game managers out there. There's runners out there. There's guys who are just winners that are out there. I'm not asking for NFL-type arm. It sounds like I put Kelly Bryant down. I'm not. I'm just pointing out that they have a deficiency in certain things they do as part of their game. And if you point that out, yeah, like, oh, you hate him and whatever. I will tell you this, that Pat White, I thought, was one of the best college quarterbacks I've ever seen. I saw him playing the Sugar Bowl in Atlanta against Georgia, and him and Steve Slayton just destroyed Georgia that night.
That was a great game. I remember that.
And if you remember, they were a regular season win away from Pittsburgh from playing for the national championship. Now, wasn't a great passer.
No.
But their offense was, quite frankly, that zone read, their offense was just very doggone dominant.
That Pat White Steve Slayton combo was tough for everyone to deal with.
Deadhead Tiger in Greenwood says, "Start making your password quote, get a job snowflake unquote." We're better old men today, boy. I love being that get off my lawn guy. William is in Georgia, 654 Roar. Good morning, William. How you doing, man?
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
You were bringing up Trevor Lawrence and Kelly Bryant and all that this morning, and that's fine. But here's my thing. It's the same way with Justin Fields, dude. Show me some more. You know what I'm saying? They both look good in their spring game, but I want to see them knocking heads with Florida State. I want to see them knocking heads with NC State. You know, vice versa with Georgia, Auburn, and Alabama. I want to see more before I set my guy down and took me to the playoffs or set my guy down and took me to the national championship. I know me and you don't agree on much, but I would hope we agree on that.
Well,
I'm sure the coaches are all over it.
I would tell you, I think you play the best player.
Yeah.
And your coaches will find out who that best player is. I'll say this about Jake Fromm, too. He was a true freshman last year.
Right.
And as the season went on, and don't forget about Jake Fromm, he had a tremendous running game as a part of what he did.
Yeah.
But as the season went on, they gave him more responsibility. For instance, there was a time in there, through the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, through the first 6 games, he had 1 200-yard passing game, threw for 201 against Mississippi State, but he only threw it 12 times for 9 completions. Had the 175-yard bomb on the first play of the game on a trick play.
Yeah.
But they didn't let him turn it loose. And as the season went on later in the year, they let him turn it loose a little bit. You know, you had to outscore Oklahoma, and so he turned it loose more, threw it 29 times. In the national championship game, turned it loose more, threw it 16 times. But as a true freshman, you pulled the reins on him a little bit. And we'll see if it's come off a little bit without Chubb and Michelle. Does he become a bigger part of the offense? And then how much does Justin Fields do it? I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm like you. I think Dabo's going to turn Kelly loose and Kirby's going to turn Fromm loose, and just we're going to see who the better man is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, you have a good day, sir, and I appreciate you getting me in.
Thank you, Will.
Yep. Bye.
There's something to be said for the incumbent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bryant and Fromm, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
Let's don't forget that Fromm was a starter as a true freshman because of an injury, not because he beat out Eason.
No.
At any point in there.
Yeah, I mean, they both deserve to go into fall camp as the starter.
Right.
And then whatever happens in camp, that's up to the coaches from there.
Right. And that's really up to Fields and the Lawrence to go in and beat them out.
Right.
I would say, look, football coaches are conservative people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to go knock the champ out. But I do see a spot out there for Justin Fields. I do see a spot out there for Trevor Lawrence in that they're more talented than the guys are trying to beat out, but they're freshmen too. And have zero experience in there too. I mean, let's don't forget like Jake Fromm against Florida last year. It was a great win for Georgia, right? 42-7.
Yeah, heck of a win.
Georgia, Jake Fromm threw it 7 times, completed 4 passes for 101 yards. Mm. He went 4-7, 101. They beat Georgia 42-7.
It sounds like it was a lot of Nick Chubb, Sonny Michelle there.
And Florida was inept. Let's be clear about that.
Yes.
Florida was 100% inept offensively. Actually, Florida had more first downs than Georgia. Florida had 66 yards passing. I mean, Florida was just a dumpster fire. Turn it over a bunch. That's when they had Malik Zaire and Felipe Franks. And
ugh.
Neither one of them were very good there. And they turned the ball over. Was it a kick return, a block kick or something in there too, maybe?
I think so. That's some sort of a special team.
Let me find out what the... So they jumped out on them early, and then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But it threw it... Florida, when Georgia threw it... Let me see if it threw it anymore. Yeah, Georgia threw it 7 times the entire game. And that's fine. You beat Georgia... beat Florida 42-7. 21-0 first period.
Was this Georgia or Georgia Tech with those kind of throws?
Good point. It's a very good point.
Jeez. They like running the football down there in Georgia.
Got to figure out what happened in that because Florida only turned it over twice. Let me get a little...
Only twice? That's pretty good for a McElwain coach team.
I just jumped on them. I guess field position or something in there. How did Georgia score so stinking early? Chubb 6-yard run on a 53-yard drive. Williams had a 17-yard pass. Sonny Michel 74-yard run. So it was 21-0 halfway through the first period. And then Georgia just put it on cruise control, threw the ball 7 times. You don't have to be some downfield slinging passing game in there.
No.
I'm not saying you have to do that. Now, if you're going to call yourself wide receiver, you, and if you're going to go get the Frank Ladsons after getting Justin Ross, after getting T. Higgins, after getting DeAndre Overton, after getting Mike Williams, after getting Deion Kane, after getting Sammy Watkins or getting new Hopkins. If you're going to call yourself that, then you do need to throw it downfield a little bit. If that's your identity, you do need to throw it downfield a little bit and help you out. Chubb and Michelle didn't need a whole lot of helping out, whereas maybe these other guys do here at Clemson. We'll see. Derek is in Clemson, speaking of which. Good morning, Derek. Appreciate you hanging on, man. How you doing?
How you doing, Mickey?
Doing good. Hope you are, too.
Oh, man. All right. Just what I want to do. Weather's nice outside. I'm going to need you to call in Kelly to take over for you, and I said we book about a 9:30 tee time with the Walker course. How about that?
That'd be great, brother. Sign me up.
Oof.
See if she can take care of
I
it for
wish,
us.
Man,
the show would be better. I know that. Right. But, yeah.
I know, right? Well, I'm going to kind of say something that might make a few people kind of think, what the heck's this guy saying? But I was thinking about this last night for a minute. I think Georgia and Clemson are both in prime position to utilize this new redshirt rule. And what I mean by that is there's only maybe one, if tops, two teams on Georgia and Clemson's both schedule that they actually might need Fields or Lawrence to come in to do cleanup duty in case something happens. And I think what you're going to see is Lawrence and Fields come in on a couple regular season games, maybe Florida State if things go sideways. I don't see it. Maybe Texas A&M. But I definitely think you're going to see them in a couple games. And I think you're going to see them save them primarily for the playoffs, kind of like Saban did. And I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see those guys playing two games, get hot towards the end of the season, and then play in maybe one of the rounds of the playoffs and the championship or maybe against Miami because – you know, everybody's all hyped up on Lawrence, and I've been following Lawrence since he was a sophomore in freaking high school. I mean, I can tell you anything you want to know about the guy. I can name plays from specific games. I mean, I'm a big Lawrence nut. I think he's the best thing since sliced bread. But you don't need him to beat 90% of the teams on our schedule. You just don't need him. So I don't see why they would play him the entire year when he can sit there, play a handful of games, learn the playbook, get more comfortable to the atmosphere and the environment, and then if you need them in a championship game, if they get, you know, to the point where they're shutting down the zone read and shutting down the more play-action style that Kelly is, throw him in and let him use his arm and beat him to death because that's what Alabama did, and apparently that works.
Derek, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. I'm going to point out two fallacies with that. Number one, would he be better off in a national championship game like Tua had he had more experience or less experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and number two, he's going to be in the NFL in 3 years anyway, so why not play him one of the 3 years rather than wasting one of the 3? If he redshirts, you only get him for 2 years.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is not going to be a fifth-year senior.
No, he won't be a fourth-year senior, fourth-year sophomore, fourth-year junior. He won't be to those things. In 3 years, he's going to be in the NFL. Right. So go ahead and play him and play him now. Same thing with Fields. Play him now because they're not going to be around.
Right.
Would you have redshirted Deshaun Watson? Well, if you did, you would have played him for 2 years rather than 1 year. Rather than 3 years. Now, you only played 2.5 because of the injury in there. But you get him experience throughout the year. If he's the best quarterback, he might not be the best quarterback. I think he is. We'll leave you with this, man, in this segment.
All right.
This, you know, I think that Kelly Bryant is a 4-star quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had one of the best years we've seen in Clemson. We've seen some great ones now, but leading the Tigers to the number one ranking at the end of the year, the ACC championship, crushing Miami, crushing South Carolina, going up and beating Louisville and Virginia Tech on the road, beating Florida State at home, beating Auburn at home. He had a great year.
Great year.
And take nothing away from that. He will go down as one of the most popular. He's a great kid. He'll go down as one of the most popular players here of all time. But the job of this staff, the job of Brandon Streeter, Jeff Scott, and Tony Elliott is get this thing, this year, this next game, this next season, this next championship, this next. So if you are better off, if your team is better off, if your offense is better off, then you play the guy who makes you a better football team. Trevor Lawrence wasn't here last year. Mm-hmm. He had no chance to compete last year. Bryant beat out Johnson, beat out Cooper, beat out
Tucker Israel.
And won that job. That gets you the starting quarterback going into a season. Throughout the season, whoever plays the best, whoever gives yourself the best chance to move the ball, that's who plays in this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I'm worried about this year. I want to know who the best quarterback is this year. It might be Kelly Bryant. But I think the offense is better with the ball going downfield more. And what we have seen, I think you're talking about a once-in-a-generation talent. And I'm going to leave you with this in the final thing because I got to get Sam Blackman. We will look back 20 years from now and say, man, could we ever get another Trevor Lawrence around here? This is – I thought we'd always said about Deshaun Watson, a once-in-a-generation guy. Apparently lightning strikes twice around here. But as good as Deshaun Watson is at the high school game, this guy was better. Dabo Swinney has told you, and I'll read the quotes to you if you like, told you that at this stage, Trevor Lawrence is a better football player than Deshaun Watson was at this stage. Where's the debate, man? You know? The guy is as good. He's the best high school quarterback I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And for every down you don't play him, that's one down that 20 years from now you go, man, why didn't we play that guy? We'll see. It's interesting, but Kelly Bryant has earned the right to start against Furman.
Absolutely.
No one's earned the right to start against Texas A&M yet.
No.
Let's see how the summer goes. Let's see how the fall camp goes. Let's see how the first game goes.
Absolutely.
To be honest with you, kind of thought we saw how the spring went, but you don't keep scoring the spring.
No.
You do, but it doesn't really matter. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Our friend Sam Blackman is going to join us. I want to tell you about my friends over at Katichi and Katichi.com. Now, they're going to set up some more of these demo days. These are coming up. They've got an awesome junior tournament. I'm going to tell you about that coming up. The Ledbetter Academy is rocking and rolling. I'll tell you more about that coming up. What I want to tell you about now is that it's the fall's right around the corner. Georgia's got 7 home games. Clemson's got 7 home games. If you're coming into town for those games, they can put you up over there in their awesome accommodations. You imagine like being a Georgia fan and thinking about maybe Auburn coming to town in November, get the guys in, bring a group in. You guys play a little golf on a Friday, go to the game on Saturday, play a little golf on a Sunday, short ride over to the game on Saturday. Imagine Clemson getting ready for a little Clemson South Carolina deal in November, whatever, and getting the guys, group of guys over, staying over there, coming over to the game on Saturday, playing golf on Friday and Sunday. Inquire about their stay and play packages for the fall. They go fast now. I need to check and see what the availability is on some of these, but inquire about some of those stay and play packages from our great friends over at Katechi, katechi.com. It's C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. From my house, about 35 minutes. Pretty cool deal. Great golf course. You hear people talk about it all the time. So great friends at Katechi, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. Sam Blackman is going to join us. Clemson has a long history of conference play in different conferences. We'll get some historical value from our local author and historian, Sam Blackman, about Clemson in the conferences right after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Cobelco Construction Machinery, is currently seeking individuals for warehouse associates, assemblers, welders, and industrial painters. Cobelco, a worldwide producer of crawler excavators, will be hosting a recruitment event on Friday, July 13th and Saturday, July 14th at their facility in Moore. For additional information and to apply online prior to the event on July 13th and 14th, go to readysc.org/Cobelco or contact your local SC Works office. Cobelco is an equal opportunity employer.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds weighted averages on major nationwide carriers 4G LTE network results.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run, Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
The Vicki Plyler Show is on the air.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
105.5 The Rule. Now back to Vicki and Zach.
I'm coming.
glad to have you with us. Get to Sam Blackman now. Had a little summer, man, and the guys had retirement parties and things on these lines. Sam, a couple things, man. I really enjoyed your retirement party. That was really cool. And I thought it was first class seeing the athletic department put that together for you. And had to be pretty special, man, to see all the friends, all the people who love you and care about you.
Well, it was very touching, Mitch. Mickey, I didn't deserve all that, but it was very, very humbling experience and just a very touching experience. And I really do appreciate everyone involved and appreciate people taking time out to come to that festivity or party back a couple of weeks ago. It's very, very, very enjoyable. And like I said, saw a lot of great people there. And it was just hard to believe it's that time of my life where, you know, we turn another chapter and whatnot. So, but we really enjoyed it and appreciate you coming, Mickey.
Well, that's great. So what's the next chapter?
Well, I'm going to try to continue to help out in the sports information office or athletic communications office. Tim Bray and I will continue to help out and do some things. We'll have a list of duties to do and we'll still help out some, and so we'll just go from there. And I'm going to try to write another book or two. So we'll just going to do what we can to help out Clemson, and just so glad we are at Clemson.
Well, the other thing I can tell you is John Hyatt, who's in as Zach Orr's on vacation for a couple of weeks. John tells me before the break, it's his favorite segment before he started working here, his favorite segment, and do anything in the world to meet Sam Blackman. So we'll set that up. We'll do some dinner and set that up at some point in time.
That would be very nice. I appreciate those kind words.
No
doubt. Sure do.
Sammy, I want to ask you about the history of Clemson's athletic conference affiliation. And, you know, a lot of people might not have realized it. They were involved in two of the biggest conferences ever in the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the Southern Conference. And people might not know it, but just overlapping and thinking about it, the Tigers were in the same conference as Alabama and Auburn and Georgia for years, and Texas was in there and Ole Miss. And it's kind of crazy how things have changed an awful lot, but they're in the same conference as some major powers there the first part of the century.
Yeah, yes, it is, Mickey. The Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association was formed in December of 1894, and it was formed by Dr. William Dudley. He was professor at Vanderbilt, and they had a meeting, and then Clemson, I think, joined the next year, even though Clemson hadn't fielded any teams yet, but it was kind of formed just to get some schools together and form some rules, and Clemson, I think, was considered a charter member of this conference, and the conference was formed to the development and purification of college athletics throughout the South. That was their main goal, and they created an executive committee and elected officials and so on and so forth. And they set it up to have annual conventions and to set rules for the officiating, limit players to 5 years of eligibility, no more than 5 years, banning professional athletes. They will require an athlete to attend schools that they represent. That makes a lot of sense there. Banning instructors and professors from playing. And then they also had the power to suspend individuals and schools. And also they were, trying to set up a way to share the expenses maybe of the officiating and so on and so forth, where you pay annual dues and, this will be used to, for the benefit of the member schools. So it was a good way to, it was, I guess you could say, Mickey, it was a Southern NCAA, if you will. It was just to benefit the schools and the rules and so on and so forth. And, Mickey, a lot of people were members at one time or another. University of Texas, for example, was a member. for a brief time. Tulane, LSU. It was pretty much a lot of the SEC schools, the ACC schools, and some Southern Conference members that are members, the present day members. It was a large conference. It was, I think it got up to around 30 or so. And people would come in, drop out, you know, might be because they just de-emphasize athletics, or either, you know, they might not have the money to participate, you know, to be a member or something along those lines. But it was just in and out. But like I said, but consistently Clemson, Georgia, and a lot of the SEC and ACC schools that we have today were pretty much members. Now, North Carolina and NC State and Virginia, that direction, didn't stay in too long, if, you know, just, or either were latter members. South Carolina joined in 1915, for example. And it's so interesting, Mickey, the man that kind of founded the conference, Dr. Dudley, was president until 1912. And our very own Dr. Walter Merritt Riggs was the president for 3 years after that. And he was very well respected in the conference. And he would hear cases where someone may have played, you know, some baseball in the summer and accepted money. And he would rule on cases and find people innocent or guilty. He was well respected, and people went by his judgment and things like this. So Walter Merritt Riggs did have a lot of integrity and a lot of credibility, during his career. Not only when he was president, but before he was president, he was kind of in charge of, you know, hearing the different cases. But Mickey, as you pointed out, it got very large, and then there was controversy. Should first year players play? Did you have to go to school for 1 year before you were eligible to play? And that became a big controversy. So a lot of schools pulled out and formed a Southern Conference. A lot of present day SEC schools and ACC schools pulled out and formed a Southern Conference. And Mickey, they, of course, were the first ones to have a basketball tournament. It's the oldest basketball tournament. It was held there in Atlanta in 1922. That's that spring, and they've been having it ever since. It's, like I said, it's the oldest basketball conference tournament in the nation. Now, before that, the SIAA had a track championship, and they contested that, and Clemson won that three times: 1909, 1910, and 1911. So that's something to be very proud of, with a lot of the schools and participating. And Clemson, like I said, they were, you know, were, you know, participants, and they won the three conference championships. Also, Mickey, football, a lot of newspapers, especially like the Atlanta Journal, used to keep up the standings of the football. And Clemson claimed and won four SIAA football titles: 1900, 1902, 1903, and 1906. And that's posted in the football stadium. And also, it's just something to be very proud of. Of course, Coach Heisman was the coach for three of those titles, and Bob Williams was in 1906. So the 03 and 06 were tied. 1903, we played Cumberland for the championship of the South, and it ended in 11-11 tie. Clemson scored on the very last play of the game to claim that title, and it was going to be the last play of the game, and it was getting dark, and so they decided this would be the last play of the game, and Clemson scored a touchdown, and the game ended in 11-11 tie. And then, of course, like I said, a lot of people withdrew and formed a Southern Conference. And then the SEC, there was just so many people in the conference. And so the SEC schools, pretty much a lot of the present-day members, withdrew in 1933. And then in 1953, the seven schools withdrew from the Southern Conference, including Clemson, to form the Atlantic Coast Conference. And Mickey, a lot of people don't know this, but in the winter meetings of the Southern Conference, they had the meeting at Clemson, at the Clemson House, and that's where they were going to announce the formation Atlantic Coast Conference. But Duke and North Carolina, way I understand it, decided, they said, we are not going to start this conference at Little Clemson, South Carolina. Let's wait to the spring meeting. So that's what they did. And great, and they had the meetings of the spring meetings there in the state of North Carolina. I think it was in Greensboro. And then and they formed the Atlantic Coast Conference, and seven members withdrew from the Southern Conference to form the Atlantic Coast Conference. And Virginia was added in December of 1953. And so, of course, the first withdrawal was, you know, South Carolina in the early 70s.
Sammy, I'm out of time now. Let's talk next week about the end of these and what led to the end of these. I didn't know it. You mentioned that SAI, the S, what is it,
SIA.
Yeah, SIA. Like a little NCAA, as many as 72 schools have been involved in that one. And the right. Southern Conference was massive, too. I want to talk about why these conferences dissolved, if we can visit with that next week.
Sure, we sure will. We sure will. Mickey, I hope everybody has a good rest of the week.
Sammy, you're the best, my friend. Thank you. Getting a lot of text messages from former high school classmates and teammates of yours, sending them in now. So people love it. We always love it. Let's talk next week about the dissolving of these conferences and how the new ones came about.
We sure will. Take care, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's a good friend, Sam Blackman. I didn't realize that. The SIAA had as many as 72 teams. Clemson was in the same conference as Texas.
That's fascinating.
Texas A&M. Some of those. And then the Southern Conference, we'll get into it, but at one time, the Southern Conference was Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Virginia, Clemson, North Carolina, NC State, Maryland, Washington and Lee, and Virginia Tech. And Florida, and LSU, and Ole Miss, and Tulane, and Vanderbilt, and South Carolina, they're all in one conference.
You think Washington and Lee would sign up to rejoin that?
No, I don't think Washington or Lee would do that. But VMI and Duke, they're all in the same conference. So we'll talk about that, what dissolved those, and what maybe made the next one start up. Pretty cool stuff from Sam Blackman. Hey, Prime Lending, pretty cool stuff going on over there. Save money, folks. Get your mortgage done. Get it done right. It's great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I know that Prime Lending can help you. They helped me when I refinanced. They helped me and Meredith when we did a remodel. My house went from awful to great because of Prime Lending, because they came in and allowed us to do whatever we want to do or most everything we want to do there with the remodeling, and it just went amazing. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Call Mark Hawkins, the amazing team they have there. Just start a conversation with them today. See if they can help you and your family out in one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Local people helping you make local decisions at PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I have – people want to talk quarterbacks. The text line is jammed with quarterback stuff. I'll get this to you, what people are saying about it. Even comparing some history at quarterbacks. We'll do that when you return for more after this.
The countdown is on. 52 days till Clemson football.
First takes it, wants to throw. Looking right side, now going to look left. Going to roll right side. Here comes some pressure, and Austin Bryant's going to get him and sack him. Back around the 25-yard line. 10th play of the drive. Upcoming, Bryant takes a snap. Gives it to ETN. He set it for the end zone, and ETN is in.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's Pizza and a Pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all that worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service.
At eBay, your passion is a big deal. So right now, get a big deal on any passion from A to Z. No, really. Art, baking, coffee, design, exploring, fashion, golf, homebrewing, Italian cuisine, jogging, kayaking, landscaping, making beats, napping, outdoors, photography, questioning the universe, record collecting, streetwear, travel, ultimate frisbee, video gaming, working out, extreme sports, yoga, and ziplining! Shop eBay deals right now for great deals on the things you love. Shipping is always free, and there's no membership required. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Are there more like you?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Canty Foundation Specialists want to work, help you with your crawl spaces. They want to make sure that you don't have any kind of mold, any kind of mildew, any kind of situation that could ever arise. So great friends over at Prime Lending, and I mean, I should say a Canty Foundation Specialist. Here's the thing about Canty, okay? I don't know anything about mold. I don't know anything about mildew, except for I know you don't want underneath your home. I know that people have asthmatic issues. They have kids. They have health issues that are out there. I know that long term, I don't know what mold does to your body, to your lungs. I don't know what mildew does to that, but I know that it's not good for you. I don't know how to get it out of there, but I know one website people that do. And I know that I like the idea that it is a no obligation phone call. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. CantyCanFixIt.com. Just let them take care of it. Like Andy told Aunt B, just call the man. Just call the man. I'm in an interesting discussion on our websites right now. Not website, on our text line right now, Healthcare Text Line.
Mm-hmm.
And a texture originally came out and said, in perspective, Kelly Bryant had a lot better year than Taj Boyd years and even beat South Carolina. That's different times. And I'm all for Trevor Lawrence if he could be, or it could be KB or Chase. It doesn't matter to him. And I made the point that Taj Boyd doesn't get enough credit here. Taj Boyd's a better player than Kelly Bryant. We tend to forget some of these things. The texture responds that we probably never know because I figured KB won't be playing as long with as much talent in front of him. But here's what you forget about Taj Boyd. That no one threw more touchdown passes in ACC history than Taj Boyd. Taj threw 107 touchdown passes.
Man.
No one, Phillip Rivers is second with 95. Kelly Bryant last year threw, 13 touchdown passes?
Right.
Again, different player. Taj Boyd threw 107 in his career.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
The only guy to top 100 in the ACC history. Now, he played a little more than Deshaun. Deshaun had the injury that freshman year, and then Taj played a little bit that freshman year, but then when he played that senior year. But Taj threw 17 more touchdown passes than Deshaun Watson. Taj threw 28 more touchdowns in his career than Chris Winkie. He threw 31 more touchdown passes than Russell Wilson. More than 38 more touchdown passes than Lamar Jackson. Who you want, Joe Hamilton? Taj threw, my math is now hurting me through this. 75, 85, 95. He threw 42 more touchdown passes than Joe Hamilton.
Jeez.
But Taj Boyd, you start looking at the numbers and touchdown passes, it was amazing. All right, what do you want? Completions? Phillip Rivers completed, the only player to complete more than 1,000 balls. Taj third in ACC history in completions. You want passing yards? Phillip Rivers threw for 13,000 yards. Taj threw for almost 12,000 yards.
And didn't Phillip have another year on Taj in terms of talent? Wasn't Phillip a four-year starter?
Yes.
State?
Yeah. And he was married. I don't know if you know or not. He was married.
He was with, 12 or 13 kids at that point.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We don't give Taj Boyd enough credit to try to say, you know, and here's the knock, okay? Well, it didn't beat South Carolina. He played, we talked about timing yesterday's show, right?
Right.
Taj Boyd played against the three South Carolina teams that went 11-2, whatever. They were 33-6 or whatever. He played against the three best teams in South Carolina history. Taj Boyd, if he's playing right now against South Carolina, he would destroy South Carolina. If he played against South Carolina teams of the 90s or early 2000s, he would have destroyed those teams. You can't hold him accountable for that.
It's not his fault that was the best era of South Carolina football.
He won the first ACC championship in many years here, led the Tigers to that. And, in big games, again, outside of a great South Carolina defense, which Taj will be the first state, he didn't play great there. But in that sophomore year, beating Florida State, who was ranked, beating Virginia Tech, who was ranked 13th at the time, or 11th at the time. There's two top 11 teams there. Beat Auburn that sophomore year. Beat 5th-ranked Virginia Tech in the ACC championship game. As a junior, go back and look at it. The win against LSU, top 10-ranked LSU. Beat 5th-ranked Georgia as a senior. Beat 5th-ranked, or beat 10th-ranked, or I'm sorry, 7th-ranked. 7th-ranked Ohio State as a senior. And won 32 games in his 3 years as a starter. Well, let's don't just put the guy out to pasture.
All right.
And on top of all that, when Dabo Swinney gives credit to people around here for this football program, one of the first guys he mentions is Taj Boyd. Taj Boyd laid the foundation for these younger guys coming in and doing this. One of the most important players that we've ever seen here. I maintain that the LSU win is one of the biggest wins in school history because it propelled them to bigger and better things. Since that LSU win, the Tigers have gone 11-2, 10-3, 14-1, 14-1, 12-2.
Not bad.
That game was the one that kind of just put them over the hump.
Absolutely. I mean, 4th and 16.
I mean, destroying Ohio State. Actually, didn't destroy them, but beating Ohio State pretty bad. Let me get Steven and Pickens. Steven, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself there, Miggy?
Couldn't be better.
I was calling in. I believe Russell Wilson threw 109 if you count his Wisconsin meal. But no, that's not ACC.
Yeah, that's the point we said was in ACC history. So
yeah, and I completely agree with you. If you baptize a boy, he'd say the same thing. That he didn't have the talent. He didn't have the offensive lineman. He didn't have the defense that was getting the other team's offense off the field as fast. Like, I'm a South Carolina fan, and Todd Boyd was a very, very talented quarterback. Probably Watson's the only other one in this time period that was better, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's where I feel bad for Taj. The guy that followed him was the greatest player in school history. You know, exactly. Timing-wise, Taj Boyd had a lot of timing issues in there where, man, different time, different place, we'd be talking about him in a little different area. But, again, nobody threw more touchdown passes in ACC history, and that ought to count for something.
I agree completely. Coming from a South Carolina fan, he was great, and the bowl game against LSU was one of the toughest performances I've ever seen.
That's a great point. Steven, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot for checking in with us. It's a good point.
Absolutely.
Toughness. Actually, shouldn't have been that close. The Ohio State game shouldn't have been that close either. Clemson dominated those two games and kind of let the other team kind of hang around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chad Morris is a really good football coach. I just think that some of those teams just hung around a little bit too much. They could have put those guys away. Texas said 5th-ranked Georgia was probably the best home win in Clemson football history, and Taj led the way. Now, he made also a good point. He did have Sammy Watkins, Nuke Hopkins, Martavis Bryant, Jerron Brown. He did have some great players to play with there.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the greatest home win, there's a lot that can go into that. Beating Florida State some of those years, and Georgia some of them, yeah. But that was a great game now.
Oh, yeah.
It was a back-and-forth game. Todd Gurley going crazy down the sideline. Sammy Watkins going crazy.
Valley was rocking that night.
Oh, man.
Wish I would have been there.
Yeah. It was very, very, very good, no doubt about that. But you know, to say, Clemson's lucky to have these kind of conversations. These are fun conversations to have.
Oh, yeah.
But Texas said, of course, South Carolina fans love Taj. Look, Taj can't help that he played against the three best teams in South Carolina history. What do you think Taj Boyd would do against South Carolina right now? Taj Boyd's teams against the last few teams for South Carolina.
Smoke them.
Right. Just happened to come up a different time, different place.
Be 56-7 all over again.
Right. And again, the timing of it is Deshaun followed him, so Deshaun is the guy, and we'll always remember Deshaun. Deshaun changed the trajectory of the program even more and took it even farther. But I maintain that, boy, who knows? If not for Taj Boyd in the offense that he was putting up, maybe Deshaun Watson wouldn't be as attracted to Clemson and Chad. You know, I don't want to say Chad Morris, but Taj Boyd did an awful lot to help out Chad Morris in that career, too, and that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like you wouldn't have C.J. Spiller without James Davis argument.
Right. Couldn't have John Hyatt without Zach Orr argument. You know, we get those sometimes around here.
I mean, that's true. He technically did hire me. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. That says more about me or him. I don't know.
Hope the old boy's doing okay over there.
Hope so.
There is a disturbing trend in college football. I'm going to touch on it, and not even trend, potential disturbing trend in college football. I'm going to touch on the next segment. Also, we're in that time of year right now where we've got list. I've got a couple of lists from CBS Sports. Hot seat ranking for coaches and top running backs across the country. So we'll do both of those. I'd love to hear from you in our third and final hour. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our health care text line, 986-1566. You can reach us on our Twitter, at Mickey Potter, at John_Height, H-I-G-H-T. We'd love to hear from you. Talking quarterbacks, talking college football since it's only 50-something days away. We'll do it in hour number three after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP.